Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
Welcome so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is your host, Michael, and we are back. Yes, we are. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Well, we're doing the show from our homes, but Chris is in the studio. So, yes, this is not a podcast. We're on the radio, the big radio. If you want to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Right now, we normally don't do a trivia this early in the second hour. Oh, Christine's on the hall?
We want to talk to Miss Christine first.
Yeah, she's still there?
I hope so. Is Christine still there?
Hello, can you hear me?
I was hoping to...
Yeah, there you are.
Hello, Miss Christine. You were going to tell us about your decorations.
Yes,
you asked if a blind person that lives on their own decorates the house. And a resounding yes.
Yay!
After Thanksgiving, the wreath goes up on the front door. The Christmas tree goes up. It's a pre-lit, so I don't have to do lights or anything.
Cool.
And I put up all the different things, flameless candles on timers, so they light themselves up. I plug the Christmas tree in with a timer, so it lights itself up and it turns itself off.
Yay!
And
I am so glad.
Doors.
We're very proud of you. Very proud of you.
You do a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Flameless candles really come in handy.
If you were a little bit closer to Orlando, I would try to hire your services to help us decorate. But I think we're all pretty much done.
Does the sighted person ever come into the house to look at it?
Oh, yes.
Your sister or your mother?
My from church come in, and that's one reason I do it. I want my house to look festive during the holidays. And also, I have sighted friends to think about, and it's good for them to see it.
That's very nice.
Christine,
I have one thing to say. It's a good thing you have flameless candles with the kitty.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because this kitty's going to be pretty
true,
stupid.
He's
a furious one.
He gets everywhere. And he's been really good about leaving the centerpiece alone, because what I do is I put a flameless candle in the middle of a real wreath, so there's a pine smell in the house. And he's been good about leaving that alone. I was kind of concerned about him getting into that, but he hasn't done
They're all a little different, though, you know? It just depends.
Yeah.
All right. Well
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I forgot to say, of course, the first thing that goes up before anything else is my creche. So that's important to me, too.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Be safe in these crazy times. Be safe and well out there, Christine.
Thank you. You
we are
too.
So thankful for you to be a loyal listener.
Yes, we are.
Over
yes,
this
you
time.
Are.
You are awesome.
Thank you.
She's the best. She's
Merry
the best.
Christmas.
We'll catch you next year, girl.
Okay.
Stay well
Merry
now.
Christmas.
Be safe.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
So now we're going to go to trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
okay, Chris.
That's Chris Shaw
in the background. We heard Chris Shaw.
I think it was Charles singing this song, though. Is he the artist?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounded like Charles at the beginning, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
it
sounded like Charles. That was him.
But it wasn't Charles. No. Anyway, who was singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who was singing this song? 407-894-1680. We played this song the last couple of Christmases.
So, David, do you and Brenda have a tree up?
We have a small tree this mm-hmm. year, and we just did some lights a little and a couple. We gave up on the inflatable stuff last year because that was just a nightmare. This thing is just...
They're a nuisance.
They never last, but you would have enjoyed us. We were having a little trouble with the lights this year staying on, and they're like tripping a breaker of some kind. So,
oh boy.
So in order to find out when the lights are on, because I can't tell, and Brenda is running to the other side of the house, plugging in and trying different lighting things. So
running back and forth.
So here's what we did. I was thinking, well, you know, there's what about the trusty iPhone FaceTime? So she just called me. I pointed the phone towards the lights, and she could look at her phone and see if the lights came on. So technology at its finest. We're using FaceTime to check our lighting.
And that's pretty good thought. Pretty good thought, young man.
Well, because I was no darn help to her, unfortunately. I tried, but you just can't. Couldn't hear if it was anything was going on. So
you couldn't touch it. If you touch it, wouldn't it feel hotter? What's going on?
Eventually, but I wasn't going to wait that long. So FaceTime worked like a champ. Yay, Apple! See, good for blind people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Very
ingenious.
Hey, Chris, any calls?
Yes, sir. We got us a caller calling all the way in from Clearwater, Florida. That's right, where the water is truly clear. We got our good friend Eugene on the line. Eugene, how you doing?
Eugene!
Yes, how you doing? Fine.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear from you, Eugene. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Merry Christmas, Eugene.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Merry Christmas, Eugene.
Well, I almost didn't recognize the song until the very last part. It's Silent Night by The Temptations.
100% right. That's
wow.
Right. You just won yourself a $10 gift.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. We didn't even get to that part, Eugene.
Yes, you did. It got in there where it said silent. And
I heard that one word, Chris.
And I knew what the song was.
We did.
Look at you, Eugene.
So, David, ask your question to Eugene while we have him on the air.
Oh, yeah. Eugene, what do you think about blind people decorating? Do you personally decorate? If you're on your own?
I'm on my own. I've got a bear that's got a Santa Claus hat on it, and it has a greeting on it. It came from the bear, Make a Bear. Then I got
cool.
a reindeer that plays Jingle Bells. And then
good
I've
for
got
you.
A
All
high
right.
school mouse. That you put little cards up front of it, and it plays 11 different Christmas songs.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah,
I am so glad.
Did you put up a tree?
That's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, he's going to put up a tree. Wow.
Good for
you. Proud of you.
Hey, how long do you leave it up?
Usually
we go to the trouble
week.
Putting one up.
Usually have to bring it out.
We drag it out as long as we can, personally.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you put something up. That is good.
Now before I lost my vision,
that's very nice, Eugene.
Before I lost my vision, I used to put out about 5,000 lights around the house and everything.
That's way too much of a pain. That's way over the top there, bud.
Yeah, very day after Thanksgiving normally.
Oh man.
Well, we wish you a very healthy and happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Good hearing your
yes.
voice, man.
Have
Merry
a
Christmas.
Healthy and happy Merry Christmas, and be well and be safe.
That's right.
I'm doing
my best.
The old year is all used up, and it wasn't so good. So we're gonna cash it in and turn it in for a brand new year, a good
that's
one.
Right.
That's
all right.
It.
Thank
a
you.
New model.
Right, we're gonna go to break.
We're gonna go to break.
You bye. Too. Take care.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna go to break. Lots Don't go away. We have lots more coming up. We listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. That's right. Hey, folks. Are you listening? Only a few more days to Christmas. So I hope you're all going to be safe. Please be safe. Don't do anything really crazy. And for goodness gracious, don't spread whatever. Don't go to a house that has too many people.
try to save with a few people. I know it's Christmas, and I know you love people, but you shouldn't be around too many people, because we know people from Thanksgiving that went out, and they went to family, and now they're sick.
Yep, we know.
And you know what? It was usually, to two different occasions, it was not an adult. It was kids. A little boy did one. He was a spreader, like a two-year-old boy. He was a spreader. And then there was another one, a five-year-old. So, yep. So, Lynn, you're up.
Well, yeah, I've been really, really looking forward to this. And I arranged this whole, well, couple of segments with Peter. And he was gracious enough to say, yeah, let's do it. So we'd like to welcome back Peter Cucciavi, who is the Senior Manager of Accessibility at Charter Communications. But it's not about that tonight. It's about Peter and his journey from the Ukraine as a child to the United States and how he became very successful. So welcome back, Peter, and Merry Christmas.
Welcome, Peter.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be back. Now, I will say one thing, Lynn. I've got one
little bit
spectrum
of
spectrum-related
right.
item to get off the books.
All right. I was going to let you do that, the honors. Yeah.
All right. So thank you for having me back on. Really excited to talk a little bit about something different. But I want to fulfill a promise that we've made to Blind and Beyond listeners who have been hearing us talk about the sweepstakes and the spectrum drawing for any.
I got to interrupt you. Are you going to announce a winner? Because if so, hey, Chris, do you have any drums? We can have a drum roll.
Last minute, like that.
Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is he there?
Hold on, I'm here. I'm here. Give me one second.
Can you find like a drum roll? He's going to announce a winner. I'd like to do a drum roll.
All right, okay. I'm going to have
wow.
to. You ready?
Nothing like a little advance notice, you know?
Yeah, like nothing like an advance notice. Let's do a drum roll.
I'll cue you up, Chris. I'll give you a minute to look for it. So I'll talk it up for a second. So here we
I'm
go.
I'm tired
here's
already.
Here's what we agreed on. So we were talking about Spectrum Access, which is the new app that we released, giving people access to additional audio description. And for those of you who have been contacting me, asking more information about Spectrum Access and how to download it, thank you for your communications. I hope that it's worked out to connect. And I know some people were having some issues or trying to figure out how it works. But at the end of the day, we were looking for somebody who submitted a story and go through some of those stories and pick out a winner. And I do have a winner for today. I'll give a little bit of information and then I'll announce the winner. So this particular person, let us know that as somebody who's visually impaired, using the Spectrum Access app has really allowed him to be able to sit back and relax on the couch and not have to worry about seeing every detail on the TV and be able to take it in with the additional audio description. And I believe he was able to do so enjoying some Marvel films, which are great. I actually watched Daredevil, about the blind lawyer that has a different job in the middle of the night saving the world, or saving Hell's Kitchen, rather. So I really enjoyed that description of how he uses it with the Marvel film. So, Chris, do we've got a drum roll so we can make this announcement?
It is.
And the winner of the Spectrum Access drawing is Richard Oliver.
All right.
Oh. Richard Oliver.
There is
Richard
it.
Oliver.
All right.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Richard.
So congratulations. And listen, if you can call in, if you listen to the show, if you can call in, we'd love to personally say congratulations. If you can call in at 407-894-1680.
If you can hey, good
call
job,
in,
Chris, on those drums.
Richard, yeah. Richard, Richard,
personally,
Richard.
Personally, congratulations. What is he saying? What is
Richard,
he
Richard.
Richard,
lots of applause for Richard there.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
Yeah.
They're going nuts out in the parking lot for Richard.
So congratulations, Richard. Thank you for your story. I really appreciated that. So Richard will be receiving a new 32-gigabyte Apple TV in the mail. Richard, if you're listening, call in. But you know what? If we don't hear from you or you're not able to get to your phone in time, I have your email address. I will coordinate that and make sure it gets out to you. So congratulations.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
Nice Christmas present.
So call in, Richard, if you can. 407-894-1680. We'd like to say congratulations to you in person. Right now, while we're waiting for Richard to call in, we'd like to hear your story, young man. The Peter story, the real story.
Yeah, sure. So, well, my story starts all the way back just before the nuclear power plant explosion in Chernobyl. So a lot of you might remember that back in April of 1986. There was a nuclear power plant in Chernobyl, Ukraine, that had a glitch that caused a massive explosion. And you don't want an explosion at a nuclear power plant because there's a whole bunch of radioactive material that gets exposed to the environment. And that's exactly what happened. So I was just 2 months old at the time. And when the explosion happened, there were mushroom clouds of radioactive dust that rose up into the air, massive, massive amounts of dust that traveled for hundreds of miles. And this radioactive material traveled so far that it was disrupting certain machinery or marine, I think there was Marine Biology Center that was using it for readings on ocean activity and some other technology that was disrupted all the way out towards Finland. And so that just sort of gives you the idea of the effect of the spread of the radioactive dust. And so now, naturally, being in very close proximity and being at the tender age of two, there was a lot of panic and fear about what would happen to the most vulnerable that were exposed. Now, to this very day, the entire area around Chernobyl is blocked off. The power plant is domed off and protected, and nobody is allowed to live in those areas. And so because of the concentration of radiation that's still present there. Now, phenomenal to read up. If any of you are interested, do some research and read up on what the wildlife has yielded over the last 35 years or so, that it's been 34 years. It's phenomenal. It's just incredible. The wildlife has really taken over. Trees have grown through houses and buildings, and it's just a really interesting space. But what this meant for a youngster like me is that I was exposed to a great deal of radiation, and sometimes you get what are called environmentally generated spontaneous mutations. And so sometimes that heavy dose of radiation can affect you on a genetic level. And being a young blue-eyed Slavic Eastern Europeaner at 2 months old, my eyes happened to be particularly vulnerable. And over the course of the next couple of decades, I would see a very drastic decline in my eyesight. And I would be pronounced legally blind by age 9 and would continue to see decline of eyesight after that. So fast forward that to, you know, us living in the United States and me going blind as a kid. It's not a great time to be learning a new language when you can't read anymore visually and your parents don't speak English, and not really having any way to advocate for myself or as a child, and not having parents that can speak English enough to advocate on my behalf, I really started to struggle in school. And by the time I turned 15, it was very evident that I was no longer reading at all. I wasn't able to read. the local school system down in the state of Georgia, in this rural area called Covington. Some of you might be familiar with that part of the world, but they weren't really prepared for what they had to face, and so they didn't realize that, you know, that they could offer me Braille or any of those things. So I didn't know what my rights were, and I just sort of submitted to the fact that I wasn't going to be able to read. Now, the condensed version of this story is that at 15 years old, I'm really ratting myself out here, but I forged my parents' signature and removed myself out of high school to really alleviate myself from the suffering of being in school and not being able to read. And I joined a brigade of construction workers and was working in construction for the next 5 years. Not exactly the safest environment to be in as somebody who's legally blind and continuing to lose eyesight. But there were times when I would show up to the work sites the day before and scout out the area, arrive super early, get more of a tactile impression of the workspace so that I could maneuver it a little bit easier, prepare all my tools, put them in an organized way so that I could maneuver the space more like a sighted person and not have to give away the fact that I was losing my sight. Now, you know, this went on for about 5 years, and I was getting really desperate. I was moving back and forth to Ukraine at this time. So from age 15 to 20, I was working here in the States in some construction work. I would make a little money, and then I would go back to Ukraine where I could live a little bit easier off of that cash and not have to work the entire year around. And that worked out fairly well for a while until I realized I'd lost more eyesight and it was getting more dangerous and not sustainable. And at this point, I tried to figure out if I could go to college. And anyway, again, condensing the story, what I ended up doing, you know, this is before smartphones and the smart technology that we have today. There were really just phone books and the 411. And so that's what I did. I used 411 to call the operator and find out if there was any facility around me that assisted people with bad eyesight. And I, you know, honestly, my English speaking skills were fine, but my lexicon, if you will, the density of the word vocabulary that I had was so slim that I didn't even know how to express myself properly to find the right hub. Well, they connected me with a local agency down in Atlanta that called the Center for the Visually Impaired. And they got me connected to a vocational rehabilitation counselor.
Peter.
Uh-huh.
Peter, I have to interrupt you. We have Richard Oliver on the phone. Would like to say hello.
I will stop for Richard. Yes, perfect.
Richard Oliver, are you on the line?
I am. Hey, how is everybody?
Well, congratulations. Peter's on the line. Richard, you're on the line. Everybody's on
the line. Hey, Peter, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your story. I really enjoyed reading that, and I just thought it was so perfect as an example of how some people are going about their lives living without the audio description, and an app like Spectrum Access was able to make that easier. And the description of the Marvel film that you were enjoying. You want to tell us what that film was?
I've probably watched five or six since then.
Nice.
So, I really like about the app and a couple of things. One is, you know, you get a lot of apps that have like old movies and not new movies, but the uh-huh. app's got new movies for the audio description in it that are, you know, current stuff like the Marvels, and it synced up so easy. So for me,
yeah.
Right. Usually, you know, I'm standing in front of the TV to be able to get details. So this way, yeah, I got to sit back. I could listen. I could hear, you know, describe the details to me. And I could actually sit down for, you know, an hour and a half and enjoy something. It was awesome.
I love that. I love that. That's so great. Thank you so much, Richard. I really enjoyed reading your story. And, you know, with your permission, I'll be sharing your story with others at the company so they can appreciate what their work is doing for others. And you'll be getting an Apple TV.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you.
I'll reach out to you by email,
so look out for that.
Ready. All right, we're going to go to break
now. We're going to go to break.
And then come back and finish listening to Peter's story. So we're going to go to break now, Chris.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back and listen to more of Peter's story.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-6980. And by the way, if you miss any part of this radio show, you can go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you miss any part of this show, if you want to listen to any show from the past, it's all there. Right now, let's go back to Peter. I want to hear more of Peter's story. Peter, you there?
I am here.
So I have a question before we go back. When the problem hit, as far as you said you were 2 months old when the
Chernobyl
went down. So am I to assume there's a lot of blind people in Russia?
You know, there's a really large number of blind people that ended up in institutions. So that these are essentially kind of like, think of them like psych wards, where there's help on site and they live on in the facilities. And they've spent the last 3 decades plus in those facilities.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my.
And, you know, when I think back on how fortunate I was to be a part of an immigrant family, to have come to the States, and, you know, while it took me a while to realize what my rights were and what the accessibility was available to me here, it really ended up being a much better arrangement for me to be in a place that was working out its accessibility issues rather than a place that was really tucking people away so that the issue didn't exist. And that's what we see across a large part of Eastern Europe is the people that developed certain types of disabilities like vision loss, they are still in those institutions, a large number of them.
How horrible. Well, that's why you always have to be thankful for whatever you got. You don't look at, as far as I'm concerned, you always look at the positive part of your mind and your body rather than you have a negative. Because as far as I'm concerned, everybody's got some negative on them. So you should go with all the positives.
So Peter, tell us, so after you were a teenager, tell us about your life from that point. You went to college?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the one thing that I'll say here is that it's important to have radio shows like this one and other resources that are connecting people to the kind of information that they need to learn more about what is available to them. That's not something I had. I had never met a blind or visually impaired person that I was aware of until much later in my life. And so, you know, at 20 years old, I'm searching through this 411 and getting connected to resources. And, you know, I'll never forget how confused I was about what a rehab counselor was. And I thought rehab was for a selective number of people that had drug issues. And that's how little I knew about the world of rehabilitation for disabilities. And so, you know, that's the first time I had even heard the word used in a way that was meant for vocational purposes. And so, and I'll tell you, I didn't even know what the word vocational meant at the time. That's just the sort of degree of English that I had. So what happened there was they got me to some training for JAWS and some other computer trainings and taught me how to use a cane and how to navigate around Atlanta, which was the city I was living in. And I was just thrilled because my dream was to teach at a university. You know, as a young kid, I just always thought I'd be a good teacher and a university professor, and that was sort of the angle. And so the academic world was highly desirable for me, and the moment that I found out that I could use a computer and potentially go to school, I was elated. So I went from typing 0 words a minute, really,
if I had to be precise, it was 7 words a minute with mistakes. Not one of the 7 words was a real word. I just typed randomly on the keyboard to see what would come up. That was my typing speed. So essentially 0 words a minute to 45 words a minute in less than 30 days. Just out of pure excitement that I now had some sort of way to access the computer with this JAWS program. Well, you know, within a year, I was in a community college, really picking up where I had left off, you know, learning English writing skills and doing all of this with JAWS, the screen reader. And from there, you know, I spent a couple years studying at the local community college. And a professor of mine there asked me what my dream was. Academically or professionally or career-wise, and I said, you know, really, I didn't even know I could go to school, so I don't know that I even have a dream, but if I had to pick one, I'd say that I really would love to go to a school like Emory University, which was a well-renowned school down in Atlanta, and they've got their own hospital down there, and they've got a phenomenal social an anthropology program and sort of social oriented. Go ahead. Michael? You had a question?
Oh, there you go.
Yes, Peter. If anybody would like to call in and ask Peter any questions, now's the time to do it. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, now's the time to do it. If you'd like to ask Peter any questions, now's the time. 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Go ahead, Peter. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no worries. So in any event, I really didn't think it was possible, but he wrote me a recommendation letter and he encouraged me, and I was able to get into the university, and I just swallowed up everything that I learned. I just couldn't get enough reading and understanding how the world differed in culture, and so my main area of interest, whether you believe it or not, was actually in the area of aging and dying and how we approach those topics and how they differ around the world. And so that's what I studied, and I worked in a hospice care facility throughout for about 3 years. And I took a large interest in health as well. And so I became a certified health and wellness coach. And then I ended up teaching at the end of my studies. I taught for a semester a health and wellness class, which if anybody's familiar with the way Emory works today, it's a class called It's Your Health 101, and it's a class that I helped design, and they still teach it there today. So I'm really proud of that. But I was able to graduate at the top of my class, and I felt really, really proud of what I'd been able to discover and accomplish in such a short period of time, going from knowing nothing about the resources available to really taking advantage of what was available to me. And it's not to say that it's not still an uphill battle sometimes with accessibility, but I was really fortunate there. And I ended up teaching at the Colorado Center for the Blind out in Colorado for a while in various capacities. And my final couple years there, I was working with seniors. Went back to my original passion of working with the aging population, and I was working with seniors who had lost their sight and doing rehabilitation work and gaining independence, helping seniors stay in their homes. And it was one of the most rewarding jobs that I'd ever done. I really loved it. And that was right before I came to Charter to help roll out an accessibility program at
Peter.
Charter. So,
Peter.
Yes, you are on.
Uh-huh.
Peter. Let the listeners know, because I was amazed to this day. If you're listening to Peter very carefully, you understand you don't hear that Russian accent. So tell the folks how you don't have an accent. How did you learn about this? You do not have a Russian accent.
That was very interesting.
It was very interesting. Lynn read it to me. So tell the folks.
Maybe that.
Well, I really felt. Really alienated. So as Russians living in the United States in 1991, when we moved here, we're talking about post Cold War era. And particularly in the Deep South, there were sometimes conflicts with folks, you know, that thought we were bringing a communist agenda to the West. And so it was really important for me, I felt, to acclimate a little better and lose my accent. And I really loved languages and speaking languages with precision. And so I started shaving away the accent, and it really started with us as siblings laughing at the English language together. And so we would laugh about how American people sounded. Instead of saying rrr, rolling the R, they would say rrr. And so we would do these funny skits at each other where we would use pretend English words where we were like, and try to sound as English as possible and really train the tongue. And over time, I was able to take something that was supposed to be kind of, you know, emulating, mocking kind of thing to actually help me speak the language a little bit more accurately.
You're
amazing.
I love listening to you. You're such a relaxing voice.
Yep.
Peter, before we go and say goodnight, what is your advice for people who are blind and not yet employed? I know you feel very strongly about this.
I do. You know, the one thing that I wished I had so much when I was in a struggle time of my life is the community of people who have been there and done it. I would say surround yourself with role models, intelligent, smart, capable, blind people who have done it, who have gone through college, who have found gainful employment, who are, you know, homeowners or whatever it is that you aspire to be. Find people that have done that and surround yourself with them. It will eventually rub off.
You hear that?
Peter is an inspiration to everybody.
Well, that
out
we all
there.
Knew.
That's right.
So, folks, if you would like to ask Peter any questions, or if you are amazed as I am, well, call and say hello to Peter. 407-894-1680. Peter, you got a hell of a story. I have to say that.
It's just amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
It's been a hell of a time living it, I'll tell you that.
Hey, you know what, Peter? There's a song I would highly recommend this song. The name of the song is called My Way. Get a chance to listen to it. The one that did it the best job was Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, my favorite Frank Sinatra song ever.
My Way.
You know
the song?
I did it.
That's right. Well, you should listen to it. I'm thinking that song for you because the difference is everybody's got something. Well, listen to it too. Where you came from, what you achieved. You know, it's like, it's unbelievable.
And
you know why I love that song, Michael?
Why?
Is because love it. It's because not only did it sort of encapsulate the aspects of my story that I told today, but there were so many times in my life when I went against the grain and scared the hell out of the people around me. You know, when I picked up and moved across the country by myself as a blind person, that was a really mind-blowing thing to a lot of people around me who had never seen a blind person do that. But you know, to the disagreement of family members and others, I did it my way, and I love it. I love every aspect of the decisions I made and moving to Colorado and starting a life out here because I did it like a person without boundaries. And I think that's important as a blind person or a person with a disability to see yourself without boundaries because you've got to be the one that melts those away. The worst boundaries that are set up in life are the ones you set up for yourself.
Wow. That's
very true.
Huh? Something. Well, you're very courageous. And
very aggressive, too. And that's what he's supposed to be.
I would like to congratulate Peter. Peter, are you making the announcement? Or are we congratulating you on your engagement?
You said it. I just over the Thanksgiving break, I proposed to my partner, Nikita, who is just a wonderful person, and I met her really through her brother, who was a student of mine years ago, and so we've known each other for years, and we've had a wonderful relationship, but we've been talking about, growing our relationship to starting a family, and it felt like the right next move to get married and start that family together, so really excited. We decided not to waste any time. So we're going to get married this Wednesday here in a local park in the snow in beautiful Colorado and have a wonderful white wedding.
Wow.
Would you please? It would be better next Sunday. No, next Sunday. If you can come on the show with your new bride, we'd love to speak to both of you and congratulate you on the air.
Wow, truly a white wedding. That's wild.
All right.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, we've got the weekend planned, Michael, but if we can carve out five minutes, we'll call in.
That would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
Well, Merry Christmas, Peter, to you and Nikita.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
And congratulations, and be well, and be safe, and have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, before we go any further, listen, I do have Charles on the phone line who wants to get in and say hi to you guys for a moment before we go any further. Charles from Ocala. Charles, how you doing?
Okay, I am doing great.
Okay.
I hope
Hello,
everyone
Charles.
Out there.
Hi, Charles.
There. Hello, how are you?
All right.
I just wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas to one and all.
Well, same to you and Dawn.
Merry Christmas,
you.
Charles.
And we'll
Merry
be talking
Christmas,
to you next Sunday
David.
Night.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you, Charles. We'll talk to you next Sunday night. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. I don't know. Is Peter still there? We'll just say goodnight.
I'm still here. I'm still
okay.
Here.
Well, we're going to say goodnight to you as well, Peter, because in 3 minutes, we are off the air.
Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Thanks
Merry
for having
Christmas,
me
buddy. We'll
take
see you.
Care.
See you. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Congratulations.
So Michael. All right. David, would you like to play your instrumental?
No.
Well, tough. Do it anyway.
Okay. I have to grab my guitar.
Okay, so David's going to play a nice holiday instrumental, and I'm going
to see where it is
going on next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, Dave, you're on. Okay. Well, David plays the holiday music. I'd like to remind you to join us next week. Same time, same place. And let's see, guest co-host Charles Brooks, who just called in, will be joining us. And the president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida, Kyle Johnson. And an end of the year wrap up with you, our loyal listeners, and our co-host Sheila Young, Dave Hillebrand, Gary Sinclair, as well as our engineer and producer, Chris Shaw. And we're going to have a lot of fun next week.
Next week's going to be a fun show. We're talking about
New Year's. We're all going to be here.
Yeah. And if you'd like to call in, please do. By the way, if anybody would like to be part of the show, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you would like to be part of the show and you want to call in for a couple minutes and talk, write to us and we'll plan and have you on.
Before we go off the air, we would like to wish everybody a merry and healthy Christmas.
Yes, we definitely want to do that. We want to wish you all a very healthy Merry Christmas. Be well, be safe, and please do not be around too many people, including family members. I know you trust everybody, but guess what? This time, you can't. Lynn and I, as much as we love our family, believe me or not, we're not seeing them. And I know that some of my family members, I don't trust because I don't know where they've been. And even though it's our kids, but if you say to me, do you know where they've been? My answer is no. If I don't know where they've been, can't see them.
Chris, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Likewise
David,
to you.
Brenda, thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
all our loyal listeners.
Merry Christmas to one and to all.
We'll see you all next week.
Yep.
And thank you to Judy Kaler for helping out and giving us some good tips for the holidays, as well as Peter and
good night, everyone. Be well and be safe. And by the way, don't go too far. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.